Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 4th of December 1972. The title is Spiritual Drill of the Mahavir Souls, that is, the Spiritual Drill of the Mahavir Souls. Where are all of you sitting at this time? Are you sitting in the corporeal world or in the subtle world? Do you experience yourself to be beyond the attraction of this corporeal world, or is it only whilst you are stable in the angelic form that no attraction of the corporeal world can attract you towards itself? Are you able to make yourself detached from the various types of attractions of this corporeal world in 1 second, and so be loved by the Father? Do you experience the stage of being beyond karmic bondages whilst performing actions and to be free from bondage, that is, bandhan mukt in Hindi, from having been in bondage, that is, bandhan yukt in Hindi? If all of you spiritual Mahavirs were to receive a direction to go beyond the consciousness of the body this moment, to be bodiless, to be soul conscious, to be free from all bondages and to remain yogyukt, would you be able to stabilize yourself in this stage in 1 second? Hatha yogis are able to stop breathing for as long as they want. In the same way, are you easy yogis, the natural yogis, the constant yogis, the karma yogis, the most elevated yogis, able to create whatever type of thoughts you want on the basis of the knowledge given by Baba, the bestower of life, and to stabilize yourselves in that thought at that time for as long as you want? To entertain yourself with many pure thoughts in one moment and to stabilize yourself in one pure thought the next moment, are you able to practice this easily? In a physical way, you are able to stop yourself whenever you want. Are you? Of whom is there the praise of having had this stage of being unshakable and immovable? You Mahavirs are the elevated souls who follow Srimad, are you not? Apart from following Srimad, the elevated directions, you have stopped following any other directions, have you not? Other directions do not wage war on you, do they? Even the dictates of your own mind should not wage war on you. Of course, you have stopped following the dictates of the scripture writers, the gurus, and your Iron Age relations. However, the dictates of the mind means that thoughts are created on the basis of the temporary sanskars of souls. And if you put those thoughts into words or actions, what would you call that? Would you call that Srimad? Or would you call the creation of wasteful thoughts Srimad? Those who are following Srimad cannot create even one thought based on the dictates of their own mind or even the dictates of other souls. Because the speed of your stage is not fast, one or another dictate of your own mind or of others is mixed with Srimad. Just as when you drive a physical car, if any rubbish is even slightly mixed with the petrol, if the petrol is not refined, the car will not be able to pick up speed. In the same way, the speed here is also not increasing. Check yourself or have it verified whether there is anything mixed. Anything mixed does not allow you to be fixed. There continues to be fluctuation. Elevated souls, the multi-million times fortunate souls, do not waste even one step without earning an income of multi-millions. You know how to do the spiritual drill, do you not? To be incorporeal at one moment, to be angelic in the next, and to be karma yogis in the corporeal form in the next. It should not take long. Just as the corporeal form belongs to you, in the same way, the incorporeal form and the angelic form also belong to you, do they not? Why should it take long to adopt something that belongs to you? It would take time to adopt something that does not belong to you, and you would have to think about it, but this is your own original form. Just as you put on and take off a physical costume according to your task, in the same way, you have to adopt the costume of the corporeal body according to the task, and then be detached from it. However, just as when a physical costume is tight, you are not able to take it off easily, so too, if the costume of the body is tight because of the attraction to the body, the world, and Maya, that is, if the soul is pulled by these things, the costume will not be taken off easily. That is, you will not be able to become detached easily. It takes time and there is tiredness. When any task is not possible, then there is tiredness or distress. Distress does not allow you to stabilize yourself in one place. So, when did this tumbling on the path of bhakti begin? When the soul became weak from adopting the body, and then becoming detached from it, when the consciousness of the body pulled towards itself, the soul then became distressed and started to stumble. However, now all of you elevated souls can go beyond the attractions of this body in one second. Do you have such a practice? When is it the time of the examination of the practice? When there is a great force of the suffering of karma. When the physical senses are completely under the influence of the suffering of karma, this is known as great pain. They say that they have a great deal of pain, and this is why they forgot a little. However, this is the time for the tug of war. Only those who transform the suffering of karma into karma yoga, only such a soul who tolerates everything through the physical organs as a detached observer, is called one of the eight jewels. At such a time, there are those who are victorious because the eight jewels have the eight powers all the time. Only such souls who become part of the eight are those who give the blessings of the powers to the bhagats and so become the special deities. To such Mahavir souls who are the embodiment of power, who have eight arms, that is, who are complete with the eight powers, to the most elevated souls who are able to control their thoughts in 1 second, to the souls who give all souls the introduction of the Father, to the souls who enable those souls who are separated from the Father to meet the Father, to the souls who enable the thirsty souls to be fulfilled all the time, to such souls who are free from all bondages, that is, Bandhan Mukt, Yog Yukt, Yukti Yukt, and Jivan Mukt, love, remembrances, and namaste. Amela means a meeting. What will be the last mela here? Relate the things of the confluence age. You will have the Karmatit stage when you first have the mela. There will be the mela of having equality between the sanskars of the father, the virtues of the father, the speed of his task, and the avyaktan incorporeal stages. When souls celebrate the mela of being equal to the father, there will be the cries of victory and destruction will come close. Equality to the father will bring destruction closer. What happens after you have a mela? There is extreme peace. So the souls will also celebrate the mela and then go into the stage of retirement. Call it the stage beyond sound or the Karmatit stage. But first, there will be this mela. Acha Om Shanti.